If somebody asked you to name the five greatest men in the Bible other than Jesus, what kind of a list would you come up with? And did those five men have anything in common with you? Well, let's talk about that as we continue the series, No Ordinary Men, on the 1 Million Husbands podcast. Welcome back to the 1 Million Husbands podcast, and we're continuing our series, No Ordinary Men. And recently, I posed this question on social media about the five greatest men in the Bible other than Jesus, and I got tons of responses, whether it was Facebook or Instagram, Twitter accounts, and even some emails. But who would you name? What was the list that you came up with, or would you come up with? Well, the list that I came up with is Abraham, Moses, David, Peter, and Paul. And for the most part, that was pretty similar to the list that I got from a lot of you. But you know, it occurred to me that there's something surprising that all of these men have in common, and that's failure. They all failed miserably. They all blew it. They all messed up big time. And so let's look at each one of them individually. Well, let's consider Abraham first. You know, here's what he did. He agreed to this foolish request from his wife, Sarah, to make love to her servant, Hagar, and try to leave a legacy through the servant girl, since apparently it seemed that God was not going to fulfill his promise for Abraham and Sarah to have a son. Well, that was a major mistake, as we all know, because beyond that, it caused all kinds of problems: jealousy, broken hearts, abandonment, and ultimately hatred between the Arabs and the Jews. And it just gets worse after Abraham. And then there's Moses. We know Moses. He gave us the Ten Commandments. But what we remember also is that he was already guilty of what most of us would consider the worst crime imaginable. He murdered an Egyptian, and then he hid his body in the sand. And when his crime was discovered, what does Moses do? He runs for his life, and he goes from being an Egyptian prince to being a herdsman in the middle of nowhere. And then King David, he not only murders a man named Uriah, but he did that to cover up his adultery with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. And then when the prophet Nathan confronts him, he turns as white as a sheet, and he could only weep and confess that he was a sinner. And then if we go to the New Testament, we come upon Simon Peter. And Peter, who denied the Lord Jesus three times, and yeah, he even used profanity. And when he was confronted, he went out and he wept bitterly. And then last but not least, we have Saul, later known as Paul. And he assisted in stoning to death the first Christian martyr. And then he's going all over Israel and even to Syria to drag Christians out of their homes by the hair and throw them in jail. And the fact that all five of the greatest men of the Bible that I have on my list, they failed so miserably, that should give us incredible hope and encouragement. Abraham went on to become the father of Isaac and a father of a nation. He's considered the father of faith, but he's also called the friend of God. Moses saw God face to face, and he set his people free from slavery, and he gave us the Ten Commandments. And David became the greatest king of Israel and the ancestor of the Messiah. And he was known as a man after God's own heart. And what did Peter do? Well, he became the leader of the early church in Jerusalem. He was forgiven by Jesus and charged by Christ to feed my sheep. And then finally, Paul became the greatest missionary and theologian of the early church, arguably the greatest Christian that ever walked the earth. And he was sent to take the gospel to the Gentiles, and he wrote about half the New Testament. So what's the point of this? Well, could it be that part of the reason for their success was their failure? Could it be that the experience of painfully facing their own weakness caused them to depend more completely on the power of God? Perhaps more so than people who think that they have it all together and they can never fail. Remember, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, that God's power is made perfect in weakness. And so that should be a reminder to all of us when we're burdened by maybe a sinful past, by regrets, and who feel that our lives are failures. God uses us. God uses broken people. And David reminds us in a prayer of repentance in Psalm 51, verse 17, he says, "The sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit." He says, "God, you will not despise a broken and humbled heart." So how's your heart right now? Is it broken? Is it humbled? Are there regrets? Sure there are. There always are. But because of grace, even those times when you feel like you just can't go on anymore, God shows us how he often accomplishes his greatest successes through people that we might consider great failures. And there's still others that we didn't even talk about. And even to some of my lady friends out there, yes, we didn't even mention Ruth or Esther or the prostitute Rahab, even Mary Magdalene. And what about the tax collectors and cheats like Matthew and Zacchaeus? God uses all of them. And if he can use them, he can also use you and I if we just put ourselves in his hands and we trust him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for these men. Thank you for this lesson today. Help us, Father, as we really desire and seek to be extraordinary, not by anything that we do, but because you have done so many things great in our lives. You've extended grace to us. You've chosen us for eternity. And for that, we're indeed thankful. So, Father, help us to grow, to continue to be no ordinary men. In Christ's name, amen. Well, thanks again for listening. And again, as always, share this. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook. Give me an email. Send me an email at 1millionhusbands@gmail.com. And again, we look forward to hearing from you next week and talking to you next week. And again, I pray that you have a good week. So until next time, this is Bob Dyer, and this has been the 1 Million Husbands podcast.